Let's go ahead and turn our Bibles to the book of Jonah, chapter number 1 tonight. I have not preached out of Jonah for a long, long, long time. And we're going through the word fruitful tonight, and we're going to be dealing with the letter U. But before we deal with that, let's begin reading in verse number 1. We're going to read down through verse number 4 tonight. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish." For what reason? It says it right here. From the presence of the Lord. He wanted to get away from God. God gave him a challenge. God gave him a command here to go to a group of people. And Jonah did not want to go. And I'm going to explain to you why he didn't go tonight. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll go through this tonight. Lord, we are grateful that we're able to be here tonight. We thank you for the men. I know some of them, if not all of them, were put on the spot tonight. But God, I thank you for working in our hearts this morning, this weekend. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be able to have the the fellowship that we need to have. And Lord, help us to be able to do this for our ladies as well. And I know our ladies need this. I know they need some time together to be able to grow closer to you and to grow closer to each other. So Lord, help us to be working on their behalf in this area as well. God, I pray that you'd be with us tonight as we go through your word, and we ask you these things in your name. Amen. Well, tonight we begin with the third letter of the word fruitful, and that letter is, anybody got it? You. Honestly, I had a hard time trying to figure out what word could be used for tonight. And through some discussion that I had earlier on this week, a word hit me out of nowhere. Once the word hit me, I knew exactly who would be the subject matter for tonight. Jonah was a unique character in the Bible. From the looks of it, he was able to preach great messages. The obvious, though, at the end of this book, you see many souls being saved. But we also see the process that it took to get to this point. But at the same time, Jonah had a heart issue. Not the physical, but it was a spiritual matter. This word tonight that I'm going to give you for Jonah is going to be helpful for us, I believe. But we need to be careful here because this word could be describing you and I at the very same time. The word tonight that is associated with Jonah is, you see it up there, say it with me, ugly spirit. Do you realize tonight we as God's children can have a very ugly spirit at times? And an ugly spirit can cause a lot of damage, not just in our own spiritual life, but it can cause damage into other lives as well, spiritually. So with God's help tonight, we'll see this. I'm going to give you a brief description of an ugly spirit. So I'm going to read this to you. An ugly soul is exactly what it is. They are full of hate. They are rude, nasty people who all they care about is themselves and couldn't think to be selfless for one second. They think that the world owes them something as if the world revolves around them. That's so very true. Ugly souls are very manipulative and sneaky people. They don't care about hurting someone's feelings. That's why I said a little while ago, an ugly spirit can only cause damage in your life, but it can cause damage in somebody else's life, because when you have an ugly soul or an ugly spirit, however you want to word that, we can be hurtful towards other people. So to sum this up, they are basically soulless monsters. And I wondered, how did they get that way? This is what exactly Jonah was at this point in his life. For he was ordered by God to go to Nineveh, and he became very ugly during this process and went into the opposite direction of God's calling. That's not a pretty spirit, but it is an ugly spirit. It is saying, God, I know that you've called me to go to a group of people that you want to have the gospel being taught. But God, I don't really want to go there because I don't really care for these people. And so, God, I'm just going to disagree with you right now. And I'm going to focus on what I want to do. And so, God, I'm going to flee from your very presence, and I'm going to go my own way. But there's danger when we say those things to God and we reject his calling and we go into a calling of our own life. There's danger in that area. And we're going to see that with Jonah. So he went into the opposite direction. But we can't kid ourselves here, because this is the description of us when it comes to giving the gospel. And you're going to say, here we go again. When will you get off this trip of giving the gospel to the citizens of Council Bluffs, Iowa? I will tell you when I will get off of this trip. When Open Door Baptist Church begins to do it. When every door in this community has finally been knocked on. When every door in this community has finally been given the gospel of Jesus Christ. But God has given us a calling no different than that of Jonah himself. And with that being said, we go into our own direction, we reject that, and we say, in other words, we say, phooey on them. They're not worth my time. They're not worth my effort. They're not worth anything else. And so I'm just going to let them go to hell. That's what we're saying. I'm going to let them go to hell. That's what Jonah was saying. Because he's saying, God, I'm not going there. I'm going somewhere else. And we're saying their life is not that important. And what that is a description of an ugly spirit. Every soul needs Jesus Christ. Every soul needs Jesus Christ. I heard a missionary say this one time. And when this was being said, I was rather confused. I will not give his name. But I do know that this gentleman went into a prison ministry to preach to the gay men of the prison. And as he went in there, some things began to happen. And he walked out and he said these words, "They can just go to hell." I was confused about that, but as I begin to think about even that this week, that came to my mind. I'm thinking to myself, what an ugly spirit to have, because every person deserves to hear about Jesus Christ. No matter what sin is in their life, no matter what ill they have done towards someone else, no matter if they killed somebody, no matter if they molested somebody, no matter if they're involved in the gay and lesbian community, every single person needs to hear about Jesus Christ. And you and I have been commissioned by God to go to Nineveh, let's say that word, to Council Bluffs, and to give them the gospel. It's not our job to turn away and go to another city, to flee from that call of God. When that is done, that is saying our spirit is ugly. God has commanded us to go. And we act just like Jonah, and we do this. We run from the call of God. We all have this responsibility. One of the last words that someone wants to be called is ugly. I've been called that as I was growing up. I know that's hard to believe. because guys don't get called ugly. It's usually being that demonstrated towards girls, and I don't know why that is. But nobody likes to be called ugly. But unfortunately, folks, this is true of us at times. We can have an ugly spirit. Why didn't Jonah go? Well, he felt they didn't deserve to hear the gospel because they were such wicked people. I'm going to stop right there for this reason. Because you guys don't know me outside of here. Some of you watched me grow up. I'm looking back here and I see Dallas and LaDonna. Dallas and LaDonna, they knew me and I was this big. They've known me for a long time. They've known of my wicked ways. They've seen that take place. But with that being said, and my mom and dad raising me, and with that being said, I'm so glad that that did not stop anybody from letting me know about who Jesus is. See, we've all been wicked. We've all been horrible in our past life. And some of us might even be wicked and horrible right now. But the fact of the matter is, no matter what your wickedness is, people still need to hear about Jesus. But isn't this how we think at times? God wasn't asking Jonah to go and change the world. God was just telling Jonah, hey, I want you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to preach the gospel that I've called you to preach. You don't have to worry about anything else. You don't have to worry about being protected. I've called you. I'm going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about having a great voice because I'm going to be with you. I'm going to give you the words to say. I'm going to allow to project out of your mouths to where hundreds, if not thousands of people are going to hear you. You don't have to worry about those things, Jonah. You don't have to worry about changing anything because you can't. All I want you to do, Jonah, is just be willing to go. And when you're willing to go and when the gospel is being preached, Jonah, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to change the hearts. I'm going to change the lives. I'm going to change their destination from hell, and I'm going to change it to heaven. But so often we think, man, I'm going to do the changing. No, let's allow God to do the change. God was just wanting him to go and preach the word so that these people could come to repentance. Why did Jonah have an ugly spirit? Because he was knowingly being disobedient to God. Yeah, it's no different with children. I've raised one daughter. She's not always been the greatest. She's had a horrible attitude at times. She has been rebellious at times. And during those times, guess what? As pretty as she is right now, she had an ugly spirit. And I will say this, whenever she becomes defiant and whenever she becomes rebellious against her mother and father, it doesn't matter what age she is, she will have an ugly spirit. He was knowingly being disobedient to God. If this would have been an employer or a commanding officer, Jonah probably would have been fired. But God being gracious and full of mercy, I like that phrase, but God. But God being full of grace and full of mercy didn't focus on the ugly spirit of Jonah. God decided to give him a second chance. Aren't you glad tonight? I believe every single one of us in here are recipients of second chances. We're recipients of second chances. And God didn't give up on Jonah. God said, okay, I'm going to create something that's going to cause you to finally turn your ugly spirit into something beautiful and allow me to use you what I want to use you for. But his second chance was going to come in an unusual way. God prepares things to change the ugly spirit that we have, and here is what he did for Jonah. Why do we become ugly? Well, it boils down to the heart not being right with God. Jonah, a prophet, a man of God, whom God greatly used, had an ugly spirit. You know, preachers, missionaries, evangelists, preachers' wives, missionaries' wives, school teachers, Sunday school teachers can have ugly spirits. You know, they can have a rebellious heart. It's true, and God will get a hold of their hearts just the way he did with Jonah as he prepared this fish to swallow him up. There are several characters in the Bible who had an ugly spirit, and God changed them for the better. The first one that comes to my mind, because we've been studying about him for a long time, and that is Paul. Paul had a very ugly spirit before he came to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. His ugly spirit was that of this: he hated believers. His ugly spirit was this: he wanted to destroy them. His ugly spirit was this: he wanted to cast them into prison. His ugly spirit was this: he wanted to separate the men and the women from their husbands, and the mothers and fathers from their kids. He had an ugly spirit. But in the process, God changed the ugly spirit of Saul and turned him into one of the greatest missionaries ever. See, when God wants to use you, he will change your life. God wanted to use Jonah. Jonah was rebellious. Jonah had an ugly spirit. Jonah fled from God. But God said, "Hey, buddy, I have given you a specific calling, and no matter what you do, I'm coming for you. Because I've got something great in store." In other words, God's saying, "Jonah, I'm the creator of this world. There's nothing that you can do to get away from me. You want to go and go to Tarshish and put yourself on a ship with other men? Guess what, Jonah? I'm going to create a storm, because the seas and the winds, Jonah, they obey me. And I'm going to cause them to have a tumult on the ship. I'm going to cause that ship to become capsized in the waves. I'm going to have these other men, their lives are going to be in danger, because Jonah, you're running away from me. You can't run away from me, Jonah. I'm going to get a hold of your heart, because I am the creator of this world. I'm going to change your ugly spirit, Jonah." And that's what he did. Paul, as we're continuing to talk about him, again, being one of the greatest missionaries ever, one who would go anywhere to talk about the goodness of God. My point is, in this illustration, is this: when God wants you, you can't stop him. You cannot stop him. The fish that God had prepared for Jonah wasn't successful at first. What are you talking about? Because even while in the belly of the fish, his spirit was still ugly. I want you to think about this. None of us has ever, that I know of, have been in the belly of a fish. But I'm just going off of what I've learned about whale bellies and all those things and what swims around in those things. By the way, just to have a little fun with this, Jonah was the first one to partake in a sushi buffet. Just thought I'd throw that out there for you folks, seeing if you're listening. But it didn't take place right at first. Why? Because not only did he spend 1 day, 2 days, but he's in the belly of the fish for 3 days. Jonah didn't learn his lesson right away. An ugly spirit can cause us to miss out on being a blessing to others. What is an ugly spirit caused by other than a rebellious heart? And that would be this: pride. Pride. I believe this was Jonah. Why? Because he thought that they didn't deserve a chance at repentance. Why? Because they were cruel people. Jonah's soul, Jonah's spirit was so ugly, he was willing to take money out of his pocket and pay the fare and go on a ship and flee from God. But in doing so, as he paid that fare, as he took that cost out of his living expenses, he did this: he put lives in danger while trying to run from God. Folks, don't allow your ugly spirit to put other people's lives in jeopardy. When God is calling us to do something, let's be obedient. An ugly spirit will cause us to do things that are careless. How is Jonah different than the people of Nineveh? You think about this. The fact was, he was just as bad. He was rebellious against God. They were rebellious. He was defiant against God. They were defiant against God. And he was trying to hide from God. His spirit was ugly because he was wanting to be in control of his life, not allowing God to be in control of his life. He didn't want God controlling him or even telling him what to do. But unfortunately, this sounds like so many of God's people today. Let me ask you a question. Does the soul always have to stay ugly? And that answer would be no. To have a spirit that will shine is one that has been given to Jesus. You can change your ugly spirit and you can turn into a spirit that will shine for Christ. Jonah's spirit was changed, and when he finally allowed God to work through him, here's what took place. Lives were changed. Souls repented. A believer can have a spirit so ugly, it can cause others not to be partaking in a walk with God. But a spirit that has been changed and is shining and is glowing for Christ can cause others to walk with Jesus. Have you ever been inspired by someone else's walk? I mean, I'm talking about the walk of a believer. Has anybody ever been inspired by their walk? I have. I've been inspired by other people's walk, and guess what? That makes me want to walk like them. Because I'm seeing something someone that has a spirit that wants to shine for God. I see a spirit that wants to do the work of God. And I see the happiness. I see the joy. I see the heart that's rejoicing. And when I see those things, guess what? That inspires me. And I want to be like that. Yes, Jonah had a bad attitude at first with going to Nineveh. Sure, he had an ugly spirit about him, but God got a hold of his heart, and because of this, many came to repentance. Lastly, as I close tonight, why was his spirit ugly? Because his heart wasn't willing to go and to be used of God. Earlier I said we need to be careful, and it's for this reason. God has called all of us to be a partaker of the Great Commission. If we are unwilling to go, then we too have an ugly spirit. And that is not where a child of God should be. We should not have the attitude of Jonah say, they're not worth it. I don't want to be a part of them. Hey, where's this airplane ticket can take me? Yeah, I'd rather go to Milwaukee. Here you go. Take the money and give me my ticket and let me get out of the city that God has called me to. We need to have a heart that loves even the wickedest of people. Why is that? Because that was us. That was us. Our hearts were there. Our hearts were rebellious. Our hearts were ugly. We were cruel, mean individuals. But someone came along, Brother Marvin, someone came along and gave you the gospel. They saw a soul that was destined for hell, and they reached out to you, and they opened up the scriptures and said, do you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Looking behind, beyond all the faults that you have. By the way, you have faults. So do I. But God can change those things. And I'm thankful for that. So what are you trying to get at tonight? Well, plain and simple. Don't have an ugly spirit. Amen? Let God change your heart. Let God change your life. And when he changes your heart and life, let him do another work in you, and that is this. Go out and help Jesus change other hearts and lives. Well, I'm not really designed to win someone to the Lord. Sometimes God just wants people to plant a seed. That might be your job. Sometimes God just might have someone come along and their gift is to water that seed. And then there might be someone else that come in and they'll complete the process. They'll be able to reap it. We all have different gifts. God's going to use us in different ways. But I encourage you, have a beautiful spirit about it. Amen. Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Thank you for coming out this evening. I trust you'll be back here this Wednesday night. And God bless you for being here. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for your word that you've allowed us to go through tonight. Lord, I pray for your people that are here. I pray that you give them guidance as they go home. I pray, Lord, that you'd continue to watch over their health. Lord, as we come into the cold and flu season, we have so many that have been struggling with this for quite a while. And God, I pray that you just bring your hand of healing upon them. Help us to reach out to them during this time. And ask them if there's something that we can do. Maybe we can prepare a dinner for them. Bring them some soup or some sandwiches over to their house. Or just give them a call and pray for them over the phone or send them a card. Lord, just to let them know that they are loved and that they are cared for. We thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. We ask that you bring us back safely this Wednesday, and we ask it in your name. Amen.